Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly again appreciative. Lord, the blessings that you give us. Throughout the day, Lord, we can just, Lord, just have a problem in our hearts, our minds, and just whisper your name. Father, you're always there, always mindful. Lord, and I so thank you for that. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us is gathered here this morning or this evening, Lord. We come with one mind and one accord. Lord, and that's to hear you speak to us. Lord, and to draw closer. Where are we short? Lord, may we measure up. Father, the time is far spent. Just bless us now, Lord. Bless us with revelation. Bless the singing, Father, that prepares our hearts for your word. Lord, and may you just get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. For we truly appreciate you, Lord. Never want to take anything for granted. But Lord, thank you. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Do you really love him?
Amen.
Oh, he's so wonderful, saints. You may be seated if you'd like. Hallelujah. Let's turn our little capstone books and let's sing page 98. Let's sing that in a while. Inside the Gates. Amen. Praise his name. Oh, how happy I will be when life's journey here is run. And I look upon his face and I hear him say, well done. I have fought a faithful fight, and by grace I've kept the faith. All his joys will then be mine when I step inside the gate. Inside the gate, inside the gate of home, sweet home. No more to cry. Crown of life you've won. You're safe at last. All sorrows past. Mansions here forevermore. Yes, all of this I hear him say when I step inside the saints raised from the dead. And what a time that's gonna be when Jesus we shall see. All the cares of life are past. It will all be over at last. Heaven's joy for me awaits when I step inside the gate. Inside the gate. Inside the gate. Sorrows past, a mansion's here forevermore. Something this I'll hear him say when I step inside the gates. Amen. Oh, saints, it's going to be real very soon. Amen. Page 1 in the same books there. Singing in the Promised Land.
Walking in the land of story, holding to my Savior's hand. Living in the realms of glory, over in the Promised Land. I want to sit right down at my Savior's feet and hold to his well-scarred hand. Singing shout for a million years, singing in the Promised Land, and it's all amen. promised land, and it's oh, hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand. Oh, living in the holy city, walking on the streets of gold, living in a brand new mansion the half has never been told. I want to drink pure water from the river of life where the flowers never die. Voices raise, praise King Jesus, where we may amen. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand. Climbing up on Zion's mountain, hear the bells of heaven ring, ringing out the glory of Jesus, for he is King of Kings. I want to meet my friends gone on before, up there on the golden strand. All join in a heavenly chorus, singing the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, holding to my saint, amen. And it's oh, hallelujah, singing in the promised land. And it's oh, hallelujah, holding to my Savior's hand.
Amen. Oh, saints, what a day that's going to be. Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 39. Amen. Oh, have a new life. Hallelujah. Amen. Start with the chorus on that.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of the Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, I have a new body, praise the Lord, I have a new life. Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live, amen. Oh, have a new body, praise the Lord, I have a new life. I have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, glorified with him forever, death will be lost in victory. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, what a hallelujah morning, when the voice of God shall sound. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord.
Oh, think about it. Hallelujah.
Graves all bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I have a new body, praise the Lord. Amen.
Sing it again. Think about it.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain. There'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord. I'll have a new life.
Amen. Oh, saints, looking forward to that day. Amen. Go home, be with him throughout eternity. All the promises and what they've told about it. Brother Brandon's been on the other side and come back telling us about what it was like. Amen. And then I still believe the half has not been told. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Amen. Brother Josh, you want to come up and take up the offering? Hallelujah. Amen. That's the blessing on it, if you will.
Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank the day, Lord, that just been thinking on our hearts, Lord. Lord, you have been so good to us. Oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we look back, Lord, to see where we came from. Lord, you can't even think it up, Lord, where you brought us from. Lord, it's your mercy and your grace. Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise for all the blessings you have been gave unto us, Lord. Lord, just been there when we needed you. Lord, you're such a friend, Lord, we have in Jesus. We're so grateful. Lord, just bless the remainder of this night, Lord. Bless the word. Bless the word to our hearts, Lord. Lord, we want you to be satisfied with us, oh God.
Amen.
Let it burn in our hearts, oh God. Let your will be done this night, Lord. Bless this offering, Lord, for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. All will give you all the glory and the honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Page 91. Let's just sing the chorus of that just a little while. Amen.
Just a little while to stay here. Oh, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Oh, just a little more of trouble. Oh, in this world so full of hate. Amen. Oh, then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through those pearly gates.
Amen. Say it again.
Oh, just a little while.
Hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request?
Lord Jesus, such a privilege, Lord, to be able to come in your house.
Yes.
Amen. Sing ye praises to you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, just what they mean to us, Father.
Amen.
Look forward to going home with you one day, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we ask tonight that you bless the ones that are sick. Bring them back, Lord, heal them. Each hand that went up, Lord, we just ask that you would, you know what was behind that hand. So answer, Lord, as you see fit in your own will, Lord. Grant it now in Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song tonight, Ken? All right. Anyone else have a chorus on your heart? Or maybe even got a Josh?
I do, if I can find it. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. 231. 231.
31.
One glorious day, Jesus came and made me whole. He so completely then satisfied my soul. Now as I face life's dark, troubled, stormy sea, I wonder if he is satisfied with me. Amen. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied, it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with his work on Calvary. But is my Lord fully satisfied with me, oh God? Oh, want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Lord, give me strength, give me courage, make me bold, that I might lead some lost sheep unto thy fold, that I might stand unafraid, unmoved for thee, that you might be fully satisfied with me. Amen. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have in me. And when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied. Amen. Sing it again. I want my Lord to be satisfied with me. I want my life to be what he'd have it be. Then when I come to that great eternity, his smile will say he is satisfied with me. Amen. Is that your desire? Lord, be satisfied with me. Amen. Take my life over. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I want to sing another little psalm before Brother Timothy comes this evening. I've got so much to thank him for. Amen. I was thinking of that even this afternoon. And Brother Josh kind of mentioned to me about thankful what God's done for him. And I thank so much what God has done for me. Oh, and I thank him so much for his grace and mercy. Amen. But are you thankful what he's done for you? Amen. Let's sing it together. Hallelujah. Help me get that started. Good?
So much to thank him for, so much to praise him for him has been so good to me. Oh, yes, you have, Lord. And when I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. Again, well, I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Glory has been so good to me.
they did. Glory. Well, I've got so much to thank you for, so much to praise you for. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, how we ought to praise him in the depths of our heart. Glorify him for what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Father. Thank you so very much. You're so glorious, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Praise your holy name. Amen. We'll just sing it again. Brother Timothy, come on up. Well, I've got so much to thank you for. So much. Oh, think about it, saints. Has been so good to me.
Thankful for. And does it really burn within?
Dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Yes. Amen. You know, I was going to minister a little bit, and I'm still going to just talk, but tonight's going to be a little different, maybe. Amen. You know, I just want you to think, saints, where he's brought us from. You know, and we talk so much, and we hear the word, and we see the reality of this intellectual age we're in.
Yes.
And I can look back and see, I can look back in those scriptures as Brother Branham used Moses.
Yes.
And how Moses knew he was born for that time.
Yes.
He knew he was born to be that deliverer.
Amen.
He'd been told he was.
Amen.
He'd been told he was a proper child, and he had heard it all of his life.
Yes.
And then he's there in Pharaoh's court, and he tried to thought he'd bring him out on his own accord. And it didn't work. But God took him to the desert and revealed to him,
Amen.
This is how I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Not you, but I am going to take you through.
Amen.
And saints, we served God for a long time. Thought we was right. Thought we was traveling the way we needed to go. Following a man's ideas and footsteps and ideas of life. And what he thought this man, the prophet, was saying. But God said, I've got a chosen people that I chose and I predestinated for an end time work that was going to be a bride, is going to be just like me. And by God's grace, all over this earth, he is calling out individuals, speaking to their heart, and revealing himself.
Amen.
before he which is the comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things and to guide you into all truths.
Glory.
Oh, he's guiding your footsteps, revealing himself. And there's a people getting a true reality that it's not me that liveth no longer, but it is Christ. All the words should be gelling together in our hearts and our lives. And how we should see the reaction that it brings. And how the reality of the revealed word will bring a manifestation in a body. Not a group of people trying to be forced into something, trying to live something because they know it. It'll never work. But oh, let the Holy Spirit get into your life.
Amen.
Let him get a hold of your heart and make it and break it and mold it and shatter it.
Hallelujah.
Drag you through the mud and push you through this.
Amen.
And push you through that.
Thank
let
you,
him
Lord.
Just tear you down till you know you're nothing.
Amen.
And then when you reach up to get a hold of him, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then you'll know you've got so much to thank
Amen.
Him for.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, sing it again to him.
Amen.
Amen. Worship me from the depths of your heart.
Amen.
And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for he has been so good to me. And when I think of what he's done and where he brought me from, I've got so much to thank. Different order of service, maybe a little different direction, but let's turn over to Hebrews and read this 11th chapter and just read these verses and let God speak to your heart a little bit as we look at each one of these circumstances. Our brothers read this chapter many times and spoke on it. But saints, we're living in a day where it's got to come back. God said he'd have a people, that a bride that would not fail.
Amen.
She's going to be fortified with that word.
Yes,
and I want to just read these verses of men that was fortified by God at their time and space and season.
Amen.
And look what happened in their life and look at God's result. Amen. Start there at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders attained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Amen. Right off from the very beginning, just watch God. If a brother was speaking of two spirits at work in the church, and it's still going on today, but just watch from the very beginning where God was. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. He's dead. But today, this long after this happened, however many years it's been, there's still a testimony ringing out.
Amen.
That God revealed to that man what was to be, and it fulfilled God's word 100%, and it was recorded. And today we can read it and see that God stood behind his word 100%.
Yes,
by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Let that ring in your hearts. There's a people today that's going to know without a shadow of a doubt they are in Christ. They're going to know without a shadow of a doubt when that rapture takes place. Their feet's going to leave this ground.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing going to hold us here. But it's got to be revealed to us now.
Amen.
That I'm in that rapture. My name is there. Amen. That cross, that blood was shed for me before this world was formed.
Amen.
That blood was shed for my iniquities, my sins. And I stand here tonight as though I've never done it. I've been cleansed by the precious blood of God.
Amen.
Had a changing of that soul down on the inside. I'm not the man I used to be.
Amen.
That's where you've got to see. And it's got to be a reality. That's what God's tried to show us. If I'm still the person I used to be, it's not right. But it's got to come down that by faith Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. And that's where we're going to stand before that rapture takes place.
Amen.
That little bride's going to know without a shadow of a doubt in her heart where she stands. It'll cast out all fear, imagination, reasoning. That precious revealed word right down the line, 100%. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. We don't see that rapture taking place, but we know it's coming. We know California is going to slide in. We don't see it happening yet. But we've been warned. It's been revealed to us that it's going in. There isn't an option. Maybe it will. Maybe it might not. We know without a shadow of a doubt, by God's grace, it's going in, and I'm leaving this earth. He moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. And by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. And maybe God's called you out of this or that, not knowing where you're headed, not knowing for sure what your footsteps were going to be, but you followed him. Because of a tug in your heart, God said, come. You felt something moving you on the inside, and maybe you went. God always is moving his people right on time. And he says, received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. And by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and with him heirs of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And through faith also Sarah herself, not just men, but here's a woman, received through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. And therefore sprang there even one in him as good as dead, so as many as the stars of the sky in multitude as the sands which are by the seashore innumerable. And these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from which they came out of, they might have had an opportunity to have returned. But by now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. And by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. And he that he received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And accounting that God was able to raise him even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Maybe we wonder why there's trials take place, our tests come our way, life gets rough, maybe we see all these things, but he's testing your love for him. He's testing us. Maybe you had to leave family behind. Maybe you had to walk away from a loved one that you've traveled with for years. Maybe a brother that you traveled with for years following Christ. And then one day it split the path. The word did a split. And the word drawed you aside to follow the truth. And this one said it ain't necessary to go that far. But by faith that one followed the word. Not caring the price or the cost that came with it.
Amen.
But oh, saints, these are things that if time would go on, that would be written of that little bride in this day. There's a people that is going to fulfill the word exactly 100% the way God said he would do it in this day.
Amen.
He said he'd have a bride. Satan thinks he's going to have a bride. But God's going to have one that will not fail and will be a perfect masterpiece of his. Amen. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Amen. Oh my, hallelujah.
Amen.
By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. And you know it's come to the time where I refuse to be called an American citizen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a citizen of a heavenly king.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. By faith, Moses refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And all I refuse just to be called a message follower. So to speak, we've come out. We've been chosen not just to be a normal race, but we've been chosen for a purpose by God as individuals. Not this, maybe not this group as a building as a whole, but as individuals, we've been called out to God. And anyone that would be hearing this that feels that in their heart has been called out, an individual, to be a sojourner in a land, strange land. And he says, choosing rather to suffer the affliction of the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he be destroyed, the firstborn should touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. And by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Amen. After they were compassed about 7 days. Amen. And by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Amen. Amen. Glory, that's a wonderful little text in that. Amen. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Japheth and of David also, and of Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire and escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight and turned the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yeah, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. And they were stoned, and they were sawn asunder, and they were tempted, and were slain with a sword. And they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Amen.
And by God's grace, we are should be able to see that by faith we are going to be a portion of that people.
Amen.
That is going to make them perfect.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I won't have to give my body, but by faith we're going to take a stand in this last day and show that people can be so surrendered to Jesus Christ that their heart, their mind, their body, their soul, their one objective is to be his prisoner, his love slave. Let him have the full preeminence, not giving in to the things in the life easy way of this world and following the tradition of men and moving with the crowd, but standing alone if necessary and following Jesus Christ, that he could declare to this people that he is alive once more through a people's life. But oh my, through faith, through revelation, he revealed it to them. And by that, they was able to stand all of these things that took place. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if we don't get a genuine revelation, it'll be impossible for us to please God.
Amen.
But by God's grace, he called us aside and he's given us his word.
Yeah.
And if each one of us will come in humility and crying out to God, Lord, open my eyes that I can see. Give me eyes, salve, Lord. And let me be one of them, Lord, that can fulfill your word to the letter. Just the way you want it to be. Not by what I can get in my mind or what I can remember, but by what's on the inside, pulsating.
Amen.
And bringing this body under subjection to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But oh my, I've got so much to thank him for. Why? Because he chose me.
Yes.
Before I knew him. Before I had an opportunity to do one thing, he gave me an opportunity to life eternal.
Amen.
Granted me life. Knew that he was going to open my eyes and let me see. Why, out of all of the millions that we see around us, why did God shine his little light down and say, I'll pick this one and I'll pick that one? But you know, sometimes it's easy to get lifted up and think, oh, I come to God. I come seeking this message. We didn't seek nothing. God picked us up out of the dust of the earth.
Amen.
And said, this one's mine. This one's mine.
Amen.
I'm going to show him what grace really means.
Amen.
I'm going to show him what it means that he can't do it on his own, but he can only do what I can do through
Amen.
Him.
Oh, saints, may we love him more than we ever have. May we truly just feel that pulsating, a relationship within our hearts to give him our all. It's not here to just hear the word. We've heard the word, and we've heard the word, but we're here to have God truly reveal it to us and open our understanding that we truly understand every line. Every scripture that we're, it changes our attitudes, our minds, our thoughts, the way we approach everything, that we would be his identification on this earth. Amen. He is the vine. We're just the branches. Amen. And we can only live off of the vine. Oh, my loving. Amen. You sisters may come to the instruments. We've got a few other things, but I just, for tonight, we're just, let it stop right there. But I just, think about these things, saints. Oh, yes. Think about the power of what God can do through revealing something to you.
Yes.
And look how many years maybe you tried to serve the Lord previously. Any of us. We've all maybe had our time of knowing by commandment what the word was. And maybe we tried so hard to live it as Paul describes in Romans. When I wanted to do good, evil was present. But then to see God come in and give us a new birth.
Amen.
Bring that precious holy word in and his precious spirit there to reveal it.
Hallelujah.
And watch it change our attitude, our makeup. Maybe the way I have thought about things, watch God turn us around and bring us right in.
Amen.
Saints, I see where I would have been if it hadn't been for him.
Amen.
It was amazing grace.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I think of that little song, "In a Moment of Grace." Undeserved favor.
Amen.
Unspeakable joy. My soul found an anchor.
Amen.
Oh, I love him, saints. He's so precious, so real. Let's stand, if you would. Amen. And just sing that little chorus, "Amazing Grace," as our brother comes. You know, there's so many songs you can sing, but I just feel like "Amazing Grace" just worships him. It just goes back to him. It's nothing of you, but it's just him. Amen.
Amazing Grace.
Apostle Paul, how he knew the scrolls and studied them. He studied that word of the prophets and the things that had been spoken. And yet his eyes was blinded when Jesus was on earth. And he didn't see him in the reality of the flesh of the man who he was. But then after the fact, God struck him down and opened his eyes and said, "I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting." Oh, saints, what a time it's going to be over there.
Amen.
When you can look around and Paul said, "Let me tell you about my experience.
Amen.
Let me tell you what he done for me."
Amen.
And you see where he got Paul from and all that. But look where he's brought each one of us from.
Yeah.
You say, "Oh, well, I don't know. Well, if it wasn't for his grace, I wouldn't even be here.
Right.
If it wasn't for his grace, I wouldn't have a desire to sing. I wouldn't have a desire to raise my hand. I wouldn't know what love meant. Truly wouldn't know what it meant to be able to say I was blind and now I can see." And you know, I can truly understand how a blind person feels.
if they was totally blind and someone would give them their sight. I can truly say I understand how that feels. Because for a long time I thought I knew a lot. Thought I understood a lot. But oh, how God has a way of just showing you how little you are and how little you know.
Amen.
And he brings you down and then oh, by grace he lifts you up.
Amen.
Oh, it was so precious to us.
Glory.
Oh, I can't wait, saints. It's going to be a glorious day.
Amen.
When we make it over there and forget the tolls of this life and the things that takes place. Oh, what a beautiful day it's going to be. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but
strike our hearts, make us a little more thankful.
Amen.
A little more. It's not just a message about be so close. It's not just a message about this or that. It's, oh, they're wrong, we're right. It's not a message about that. It's a message about God sending his clear-cut decision. And he predestinated a people to follow that clear-cut decision. By God's grace, if you can see that it's in your heart to follow that rather than to follow whatever else comes or goes,
Amen.
Thank God for the desire he's placed in our hearts. Amen. As our brother comes, sing that little chorus again. I've got so much to thank him for. Amen.
So much to thank you for. So much to praise.
Couldn't help but to think again when he was talking and we was singing and he was talking about, but that amazing grace, you know, again my mind goes back to the scripture when Jesus said we must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen.
And again, we know that worship in the spirit is the new birth, and when you think about it, there's no way we could fully grasp the sweetness, the reality, trueness of that amazing grace without the new birth.
Amen.
You know, because we see then where he brought us from.
Yeah.
We see where we'd be without him.
Yeah.
We see truly it is his amazing grace.
Amen.
Oh, how sweet the sound.
Amen.
And we know that before he done for us what he did, we were wretches.
Amen.
Oh, what a wretched shape
Amen.
We was in. But thank God for his amazing grace.
Yes.
Oh, it just makes you, like I say, you can just sing it from the depths of your heart when you have a reality of
Amen.
That taking place
Amen.
In your life. But if it hadn't taken place, it's kind of hard to sing with truth and reality. In the Spirit, Amen. But thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you've made this possible this evening for us to be here.
Amen.
And And Lord, to be gathered here with these precious brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we know it won't be long. We'll be able to spend eternity together. And Lord, as the prophet spoke about it, maybe sit down under that old apple tree and talk about all the goodness of Jesus. And maybe just talk for 1,000 years. But Lord, it'll be a wonderful time. And Lord, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to laying this life down. Lord, where it's this old pest house, Lord, it's just covered with all kinds of germs and problems and life's problems and everything that takes place, distractions. And Lord, we see that it's your grace that keeps us from being swallowed up with it. But Lord Jesus, one of these days we'll be able to lay this all down. And all we'll take on that glorified body. We'll have a theophany. Oh God, and the same soul we've got right now will be there with us. Lord, for that is us. Amen. We're so appreciative of it. We just ask now that you'll just bless each one of us as we have already been blessed, but just ask you continue to bless us. And Lord, if you should tarry till Sunday, bring us back the next appointed time and help us all, Lord, to come in hungry again.
Amen.
And ready to worship you and to lift our voices to you and glorify your name. And Lord, prepare us again to hear the word again. Oh God, that you'll get us ready for this great catching away. We ask now that you just bless those again that couldn't be here, Lord, and make it possible to be here Sunday. And oh God, just may we all come with such a unity and love in our hearts for you. And we appreciate you again now, Lord, and want to thank you again from the depths of our heart for what you've done for us. Lord, we know we're not worthy of it, but oh God, again, that's why it's all grace and mercy. Lord, for your scripture said, by grace we are saved, not by works, but by grace. So we thank you now, Lord. Bless each one. We give you the glory and honor now for everything you've done for us this evening. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing it one more time, Amazing Grace, and mean it with all your heart. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
You're all dismissed.